in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we're doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
It's a Wednesday night and it's going to be twice as nice. We got two super, super duper guests coming up for you today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Thank you. complete blackout.
I'm telling you. I'm going to go out and come back. Rez, can you hear me? Because I can't hear you. Oh, boy. It's been one of those days. Let's see what's up. See what happens here. Stop this. Nothing. I'm going to step out. You said you can hear both of us, Pops? Huh. Let's see what happens here, because I still can't hear Rez. Can we hear the music? All right, see this. Remove myself. Put myself back on. Still can't hear me, Rez? You can hear me, but I can't hear you. I want to hear you. Okay, let me see what's going on. Hello, 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 hello. Go out and come back in. Still can't hear. Let's see. One, two, one, two.
New York City, I'll say, for those of you listening abroad and in the state. And what that means is that, you know, as you know, New York is was the epicenter for the United States for the coronavirus. So it's important that we have consistency in our leadership. It's important that we social distance and continue with the protocols, because the reality is it hit New York very, very heavy. And based on conversations that I'm hearing, it is going to have a resurgence again. So we just have to make sure that we are practicing what we say we're going to do. Shout out to Crystal Atmosphere. I see you, Ma. Good to see you. We just have to make sure that we keep each other accountable and safe, and make sure that you, when you're around your loved ones and you get relaxed in the houses, that, you know, you could be in the house and go visit, but just make sure that you, you know, you're protecting yourself and you're keeping a safe space, particularly around our babies and seniors and everybody in between, you know. This is where the community is.
Absolutely. Yes, I can hear you. I just can't hear you through my headphones. So something, I think I blew something out as I was, you know, I'm always doing too much. I'm always doing too much,
Reggie.
Yeah.
We love you. You are team too much, and we love you team too much love.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to make you do what it is. So I just want to say that I don't know what you were talking about earlier. Was it good? Did you have a good one?
I had a great informative day, you know, because I'm in the planning mode, and when I get in the weeds with the planning stuff, I start to map out my stuff, and I like to talk to people who are actually doing and in the front lines. And I want to say, for that matter, shout out to Dr. Nick Hurt. He is one of the front line. He's a triple boarded physician, and he's out there working 12-hour shifts to keep us safe. And he's always, always, always a great go-to. He does a lot of intensive and critical care, and he's, you know, sharing some of his experiences. And he's a dear friend, and I just, you know, I appreciate him and want to keep him lifted during this time.
Absolutely. And speaking about keeping oneself and keeping each other and staying lifted, I'm really, really happy to have this particular gentleman onto the show. He was on the show a few years ago. I don't even, to be honest, I can't remember how I found him, or I must have been doing some YouTube, you know, rummaging, like going through looking for something funny, something cute or something, I don't know. And I love comedy. When I'm feeling down, you know, tell me some jokes, you know. And this guy was pretty unique and quite funny. And then I went to see him in New Brunswick. He actually hooked us up with some tickets. So, you know, you hook me up with some tickets, that makes me more likely to be there. You know what I'm saying? To show up. He has, oh my goodness, he's had so many recent specials on MTV, HBO, Amazon Prime. He's appeared on multiple platforms, and he's done some acting as well. And with that, I'm very pleased if I can make it happen. Yep, there it is. Mike E. Winfield, what's up? I know it, baby. Well, thank you.
That afro, my brother.
Pristine, right? Pristine.
It's been at least 60 plus days, so this thing is managing. It's hanging on.
It's doing its own thing, huh?
Yeah, it's just, it got a
being very us and very uniquely us. Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Great. I'll take that.
So how have you been, man?
Hey, you know what, man? We're in a whole different world right now. It's just been interesting because my job is not so much essential outside the house. It's funny too, man. Someone asked me about this. One of the essential jobs is the grocery store. You know,
true.
So obviously we go grocery shopping every few days. But before I did stand up full time, I worked in a grocery store for like 13 years. So now every time I go back in the store, I'm like, damn, I could still have a job right now. But I went out here dream chasing. So otherwise, though, really all is well. You know, man, one of the things for me is that we are going through this together, the entire world. So I don't have time to like be all sympathetic to myself. Like, man, everybody got their challenges, and I decided not to be sad about it, just find other ways. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just finding other ways. You know, I'm home more. I get to walk my dog again. You know, I get to see my family. So it's kind of like, yo, let's really ride out this silver lining, you know?
Now, I know you know Duvon, and allow me to introduce myself. I'm Therese, and I hear a slight twang in your voice.
Okay, do you hear something?
I hear something, you know? Tell us those who have not met you face-to-face before, where you're from.
All right, great. Yeah, born and raised Baltimore, Maryland.
There you go.
Is that the twang?
Twang, twang, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Maryland. Where we say, you know, and man, yeah, that's the hometown, man. I'm in, I'm West Coasting it now. That's where entertainment takes you, or life at certain times. So I'm West Coasting it right now. Yeah, man, that's where the roots come from, about that way. So you know, that's the life.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Why comedy for you? Why that route?
For me, man, I feel like everybody's funny, you know? And I just remember hanging out with homeboys. We all got jokes. Everybody got jokes. But, man, I think there's another line to a person. Like, some type of, it's another word for crazy, but he's willing to literally get in front of people comfortably and decide this is what you want to do. And I think that's one of the things for me. And I learned it through the course of different stages of life. I used to MC all the events in high school.
Okay.
And they used to select me. I didn't know. I did this in middle school, too. They just used to say, hey, Mike, you want to MC? I'm like, yeah, why not? You know? Then it kept going. And this is even after comedy. I was in, like, speech class, you know? And I just liked the feeling of being in front of people. And I could see people kind of, like, staring at me like they never seen like a cartoon character in real life. Of people anticipating that something funny is gonna come out my mouth. Like you could see that look when like people are like, yo, man, I don't know what he's gonna say, but it's gonna be something, you know? And I could genuinely feel that energy, and then you find out like, hey man, why not try stand up? And I did it. I tried it, and that's a whole different level of expectation. You know, that's not like when you're with your peeps and y'all just join it. This is people who have paid their $5 to get in, and they demand
$5 a room, not
$4.99, $5. Yeah, man, you know, you didn't work all day, you get to the front door, you hit them with that $5, and you demand laughter.
You know,
you are an essential worker. I don't care.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. And let me just say this, Mike, that even when people have free tickets and they see a comedian, they like, this better be funny. Even if they ain't pay nothing, don't have me sitting here and you ain't funny. So the demand is real.
That's great though.
And then, so what? Like, that's what we signed up for. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be some amazing times. But, yeah, I'm completely, hey, I'm with you. Yes.
How would you describe your particular brand of comedy? Somebody's crunching. Is that you?
Wait a minute. Man, I hear a little crunching, too.
Yeah.
I hope it's not me. Oh, let me take out a flag or something. Maybe that's a change time.
Okay. Maybe.
No.
You know what I got? I got a mic stand. Let me use my mic stand.
It could be me. Let's see what happens. No, I still heard a crunch.
And you know, as far as my particular brand, my is my goal, and then I get to the brand. My goal is to kind of find my lane and go so far down it that it's like, man, I've seen things, but I haven't seen that yet. And that's kind of what I'm focusing on. And that starts with me just talking about very personal experiences in my life. And I get very personal about relationships, love, opinions, ideas, and general observations. So that's my comedy, and I think that my point of view is only unique because all the dots aren't connected in me. So it makes me say things that may not be the common opinion. It's just because I'm a slightly off, but I don't want to be. I want to be, like, sharp, but, you know, I can only be what I am.
You want
to be all
right. So that's where I would put my comedy for now. And that what I love about life is that every day there's a new experience to grow from, and you never stop learning. So you just keep learning, and then you just have more to add to whatever, you know, weaponry you have. And that's what my plan is.
Yeah, Javon is very funny. You know, I don't know if you knew that.
Really? Not in front of a comedian, please. I'm trying to soak it up from him. You know, I'm trying to soak it.
She's funny in the time. She doesn't try to be. She's very funny.
Yeah, that natural, organic funny.
Yeah, like this natural gray up here, man. This thing is, yo. That's what's up, though. So Mike, a big part of your stand-up has been around your wife, your relationship with your wife and your stepson.
Yes.
So, let's talk about that. I don't want to ask any questions because that would be rude.
Right. Been me, and it's been me being free. Well, nowadays, you know how you guys are like right on like a screen. You know how there's the back to your screen, like the back side of your computer. That's exactly where my wife is now for every single interview.
Oh. Because you've said too much. Is that? Yeah. Yeah, but but it was good. It was all good. It was funny to me.
Trying to navigate love and life, and also being a parent to an old ass stepkid, man.
Can I just say, there's this one routine that you kind of did, and I don't like to spoil, I don't want to be a spoiler or anything, but when you said, you know, that she could spoil your time before you even get there, and you're like, okay, I'm leaving now, she's like, you already left your whole night. That thing. Absolutely.
That's what the bottom line is, that much.
Exactly. Just because she said have a good night, and you know, you like, nah, you have a good night.
Somebody or being a good writer. There's just a whole bunch of other pieces that go into this And if I could get like a little bit of all of those, then I got some.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, for sure. For sure. What do you think since you've been on in some of the places that you've already appeared, you know, what are you learning technically about the business of comedy?
Oh, man. You know, I feel like the business don't really care about anybody. The business don't, they don't love you. You know, it's up to you to put in the work and to be happy with, you know, what you achieve, man, and live in those moments. Like, celebrate yourself when you have an accomplishment. Because it's really roller coaster style. Like, sometimes you're real high, sometimes you're incredibly low, and just know that that's a norm in this. You know, I set goals, and there's things I want, but, man, the journey in itself is another part of the business that you just can't take for granted. Like, look back to what you've done, be happy, and just kind of keep going. Keep going. So, I mean, there's a lot to the business. Like, I'm a, I really think that as far as artists, if you want more, you got to shine. Whatever your version of shining is, whether it's being the funniest, being the, like, bright, like, whatever it is, being people, like, talking about you in some way, and that shine will get you to the next thing, whatever that next thing is.
More than anything that you've learned so far in the business aspect that made you go, wow, what is this here? Like,
man, you know, just being like how easily you could just be chewed and spit out. You know, like people could just be on you. And this is not like from a fan standpoint, this is more from like people you work with, and you know, it's just like they don't fool with you anymore. You gotta get high. It's just like you could be high, and then you're not. You know, I'm not gonna say that they create their own buzz. You know, keep, and that's how you get on versus like waiting has never helped. I mean, I literally had two things of special. I was special. One of them is because
just talking about her approach to the role and the film itself and how
Down. You know, you ain't going to You know what I'm saying? Hey, how are you doing?
I didn't get to address you because I was flagging with my stuff. That's, I don't know what it's not working today.
You know my wheels are like,
how can I fix this?
It's not a smart thing to fix stuff in the middle of the show.
Y'all. I don't know what happened.
Yes, we can.